How do we shine light into the darkness of the dietary jungle? What do we really need to eat and do to heal our bodies, find emotional balance, and achieve optimal health? This podcast will bring you the answers to these questions. My name is Fabio Bellanova, and you are listening to the Intuitive Health Podcast. In today's episode, I am going to talk about the dangers of juice fasting, sharing what is happening currently on social media, the conversations about juice fasting, extended juice fasting. Is it good? Is it bad? Should you do it? What are the benefits? What can happen if not applied properly? So before I jump into that and give you my perspective on that, I want to quickly share my own experience of juice fasting. So I started out eating a plant-based diet or a vegan lifestyle. I wouldn't say even plant-based because at the time it was junk food vegan when I started out 5 years ago now, almost exactly. And about a year later, so 2017, when I was living in Australia, I did my first juice fast of 32 days. And I didn't drink enough. I was dry fasting too much. I wasn't in an unstable environment. I was working in a kitchen environment as a kitchen hand, or I guess co-chef, second chef, whatever. And it was very stressful. I was working lots of hours, also late into the night. And it was just not really the environment to do a juice fast in. I still managed 32 days. I don't know how, but I did it. And after I broke my fast, I basically went back to how I was eating before. And even worse. Because I couldn't handle the emotions, I couldn't handle the hunger, I couldn't handle all the feelings, emotions, but also cravings that were coming up during the fast. You would think I learned from that. Well, I didn't. Before I started my next fast, I was doing some mono fruit eating here and there for like a week or two, like bananas and mangoes in the Australian summer and things like that. Then I went, after Australia, I went to Bali and Thailand. I was on mono fruit, mono juicy fruit with coconuts for like 2.5 months. Then I went back to Germany, couldn't handle the situation again and the bad fruit quality. Went back to, you know, eating some unhealthy stuff here and there. Then jumped back into my next juice fast. I started off with doing like a mono island of watermelon and basically all melons that were available in that summer. Really good melons from Spain. And then I transitioned to a juice fast, 47 days, mostly watermelon juice. And I lasted the whole summer. It was more or less an easy experience, I would say. But then the problem was the summer ended, it got colder. We had less sun, the produce quality was worse and worse, and I couldn't deal with the emotions again. I couldn't deal with the cravings, with the hunger, with the emotions and everything. So I started eating everything again, because I still, in the meantime, haven't really learned how to eat in a healthy way, in a balanced way. So whole food, plant-based, lots of raw fruit and vegetables with some cooked food. That's what I'm doing now. But back then, I didn't develop these eating habits yet, and I was basically long term caught in these cycles of fasting and then retoxing, like detox and retoxing again, putting back the toxins from unhealthy processed foods and oils and things like that into my body. Overall, I still felt better compared to when I was still having my allergies and my chronic health issues, which was the reason why I started out with a vegan lifestyle in the first place. So the problem was that at the time, as I said, I couldn't deal with my emotions and I wasn't in a stable environment. So I would say there are some people online who are perfectly fine with doing extended juice fasting. Well, the problem is with extended juice fasting is because you don't get any fiber, obviously, if you're juicing, then the body adapts to that and it will have a hard time if you refeed your body again. So it will take a long time, weeks or even months to properly be able to digest whole food again. Fruit being the easiest, but still, even myself, even after, you know, these not super long extended fast of 30, 40, 47 days, whatever, I still had a lot of trouble just digesting fruit, even just whole fruit. And the problem is, the longer you fast, the harder it will be to refeed properly and be able to digest food again. So I'm really curious to see these people who juice fast for a long time introducing food, whole food, back into their life. I don't know, I guess some of them have the goal of becoming a breatharian or staying a liquidarian for a while. I don't know if that's possible. I haven't seen it personally work for someone over a lifetime or over decades, so I can't really judge on that. But it's also not, I'm not here to judge anybody who is doing that. Everybody can do their own experiences. The reason why I'm speaking up about this is because there are so many people who are just starting out on this lifestyle, trying to find their balance of healthier eating, healthier living, integrating a holistic lifestyle. And then they come across these people who are just juice fasting, and they, you know, talk about feeling so good, they released all their health issues, and so on and so forth. But the problem is, first of all, not all of these juice fasters are doing it right. Many of them are in, I would say, toxic or kind of like even going into an eating disorder behavior. Some of them are doing fine. Some of them I applaud for their efforts, and I really don't have anything against them. I would just love to see more people speak out about the dangers of juice fasting and not only the positive side, because so many new people, especially the younger generation, it's our responsibility. Like, I'm 26 now, I'm not that old, but still I feel like now with veganism, you know, becoming popular and mainstream, it's our responsibility of all the people that are in this health community to help the younger generation and new people who are just researching about eating healthier, to give them a sustainable approach. First of all, teach them how to eat properly, and then they can experiment. Once they get in tune with their body and they find balance, emotional balance, they release a lot of trauma from their life, and maybe they created their dream life living on a farm or living somewhere where it's a warm climate and they have access to good fruit and good produce, maybe growing their own food in the best case, then they can start going into these fasts and maybe, you know, experimenting a little bit more, because that is now my approach. Now, because I got so much out of balance and I created bulimia and eating disorder overall, it was just a total mess. I was only constantly thinking about food. I didn't have any energy anymore. I couldn't get out of bed. I wasn't even able to meet friends anymore because I was so sensitive to all the different energies. And that's just not a healthy way to live. I'd rather have some cooked food for now to balance until I build the life of my dreams, where I am in a much more stable environment. I'm in a great environment right now, but it's just not optimal for really digging deep into mental health and trauma and going into these fasts who release a lot of trauma, not only physical, you know, parasites or toxins from the body, but also releasing lots of emotional baggage. And I'm very honest here. I'm just not as experienced, and I don't have the tools now to be able to handle with all these emotions that are coming up at once if I would be juice fasting or like only eating fruit. So that's why I'm for now having a more whole foods approach, still mostly fruit based and lots of raw salads, trying to keep my diet as simple as possible with just boiled or steamed or baked vegetables. But sometimes, occasionally, I have some, you know, some bread or a vegan burger, but it's not that often. Like, how I'm eating now, I'm very balanced and I feel great. So that would be what I, you know, want to tell everybody who is new in that lifestyle or is trying to adapt to a new lifestyle and eating healthier and finding their balance. Because you're not going to find balance with juice fasting. What these people are saying is that either I didn't do it right, I quit too quickly, I didn't break the fast properly, for sure I didn't. And some of them are saying you need to do it more often. So you basically train and learn how to transition from juicing to eating again. And I can imagine that for sure, but for most people it's not recommended. Many of these people, or I would say quite a few of these people who are doing these juice fasts, they are in a great environment. They created a great environment already for in their lives, where they live in a more tropical or subtropical environment, or they live on some islands or something like that, where they have community, where they have support, and life overall is much, I wouldn't say easier, but maybe like simpler in a way than living in society, living in bigger cities or living close to bigger cities, living in colder climates, things like that. So really, if you are thinking about juicing or transitioning to a healthier lifestyle, really address all the different aspects of your life. Look at all the different aspects and see if jumping to the next thing makes sense for you. And by the next thing, I mean, you know, transitioning to more raw or more fruit-based or even juicing. Because the problem is, once you created an imbalance, it's not that easy to heal that imbalance in the same environment. It's totally possible because it's mostly a mental thing, and we can really change with the right tools and exercises. We can change our mental state and our belief systems and limiting beliefs very quickly and go into a better, much better, more stable direction. But I still felt like sharing these experiences that I had personally with you guys, because it's a passion for me, and I don't like to see other people suffer. So my message to all these juice fasters would be, please speak out more about when to start a fast and when not to do a fast and what to do prior to that, because I really truly believe that before doing any fasting, we should really adapt a healthy way of eating first, because that is going to be the programming that comes back after breaking a fast. Because just drinking juice, we can really easily get adapted to that. But once we start eating again, the old programming comes back, and then we are very easily sucked into the old cycles. So I would say rather have a healthy approach first to eating in general and lifestyle in general. And then if you still feel it's necessary to juice, then you can do it. But I feel like myself, once I adapted a whole foods, plant-based, or I would even say like slowly transitioning to fruit-based, high raw or fully raw lifestyle, then I think I don't even feel like fasting anymore, because my lifestyle, what I'm eating is treating my body so well that I don't feel like doing a fast to even feel better. So this is really my take. I hope we can continue this healthy conversation on social media about fasting and just informing people more and more. Yeah, I want to stress again, like, I'm not against fasting at all. Fasting is an amazing tool, or can be an amazing tool, if done properly and applied right. And I for sure have to have still a lot to learn about fasting. There are people who are much more experienced than I am. But I feel like I am also not addressing these people. I'm not saying, oh, you shouldn't do these extended fasts. I'm more addressing and speaking to people who are just changing their lifestyle, or who already created an imbalance because of being too strict or juicing too much or trying only fruitarian straight up from eating everything or eating processed foods. And that's not a healthy approach for me. So I really hope you were able to take away something from this episode. And please, like, if you have if I said something wrong, if you feel like you have another opinion and you want to just start a healthy conversation with me, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at fabio.bellanova. Just write me a message. And otherwise, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please follow my podcast on Spotify, and make sure you follow me on Instagram so you don't miss out. I'm posting new episodes every Sunday now, for everybody, available for everybody in the world, no matter where you live. It's going to be available on Sunday for you to listen, or maybe on your way to work during the week, whatever you prefer. So yeah, if you have any inspiration for future podcast episodes, or you want to learn about a specific topic, or maybe get some, hear about some personal stories of mine, feel free to tell me. I'm happy to go after your wishes and talk about different topics that you might like. So yeah, reach out to me on Instagram, and otherwise I hope you have an amazing week ahead, and stay healthy, stay balanced, stay grounded most of all, because as long as we are grounded, we can really, stay balanced, stay centered, and act from a place of just being more, or showing more of ourselves, I would say. Because as long as we are not grounded, we are very unstable. We can easily lose our minds. We can get very emotional. But I realize, as long as I'm grounded, taking cold shower or going out in the woods, something like that, breathing exercises, yoga, I'm really back to center. And that's one of the foundations, and very, very necessary on this path of healing. So, thank you so much again for tuning into this episode, and see you in the next one. Bye-bye.